As the weather warms this time of year, ATV riders are back on the trails around the state. And in the North Country, they're also on some roads. As part of an economic development effort, the ATV Trail Network in Coos County was greatly expanded last year. Some streets in Berlin, Gorham, and Colebrook are now open to riders so they can travel farther and visit local businesses without having to get off their ATVs. But as NHPR's Chris Jensen explains, a new report by a national consumer group says that can be a dangerous practice.
Late last month, the Ride the Wilds ATV network in Coos County opened for the season. It has 1,000 miles of trails, and the hope is that riders will go from the trail to street and into towns where they'll park their vehicles and shop and eat and spend the night. The idea is to boost tourism and the economy of the North Country. But a new report argues that ATVs on roads are too dangerous.
At this point in the United States, more ATV deaths are happening on roads than are happening off-road.
That's Rachel Weintraub, a researcher with the Consumer Federation of America. She helped put together the group's new study, which calls ATVs on roadways a safety crisis. But the idea that driving on roads isn't perfectly safe isn't a surprise to Derek Snowman, who's on the board of directors for the Kilkenny Trail Riders, an ATV club based in Lancaster.
But it's a risky sport, and like I said, whether you're on the road or you're in a trail, you have that risk every time.
But he says being able to ride short distances on roads is important to connect trails and get fuel or food. New Hampshire's one of 35 states that allow ATVs to chug out of the woods and onto roads, according to Weintraub's study. And according to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, about 1,700 people died while riding ATVs between 2007 and 2011. That works out to about 340 deaths a year nationwide, with an estimated 7 million ATVs in use annually. Derek Snowman of Kilkenny Trail Riders says it's important to keep that number in perspective.
It's a small percentage of, you know, because there's a lot of people out there riding. There is accidents. People do get killed, but they get killed, in cars and motorcycles.
Weintraub says about two-thirds of the ATV deaths take place on paved roads. She says the reason is that ATVs aren't designed for such firm surfaces.
Their knobby tires, their high center of gravity, their narrow wheelbase are all factors that make them incompatible with road operation.
In fact, ATVs have labels that warn against their use on roads, and an ATV trade association, quote, urges that on-highway use of ATVs be prohibited. Weintraub says it's clear why more states are allowing ATV riders to get onto their roads.
Increased tourism and increased economic revenue from that tourism.
And that's the goal in Coos County, where permission was given by select boards, in some cases with the approval of the Department of Transportation. Typically, there were discussions about safety and promises to review the policy if there are problems. But letting ATVs get on roads goes against the wishes of New Hampshire Fish and Game, says Captain John Wimsatt.
The clash is factoring in safety with that economic growth, and there's certainly a significant push to open up these roads.
Efforts have been made to keep the ATVs on low-speed roads and minimize the length of those roads, says Harry Brown, the president of the New Hampshire Off-Highway Vehicle Association. Most of those roads have a 10-mile-an-hour speed limit, with the maximum being 40 miles per hour. And using those roads is the key to an economic boost, Brown says. Nevertheless, the Consumer Federation of America would like to see officials nationwide revoke such permissions, as Rachel Weintraub.
So what Consumer Federation of America is hoping for is that there will be an increased effort to oppose ATV access on roads.
Police in Gorham, Berlin, and Colebrook say the ATVs generally haven't been a problem. But last September, Colebrook resident David E.E. Howe died while riding on a dirt road at low speed. Investigators say he was riding with his family when he looked back over his shoulder, lost control, and was thrown from the machine. In the last 7 years, there have been 13 ATV-related deaths around the state, according to Fish and Game. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.